USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
I want to just say that tomorrow's so important. Josh Hawley is an amazing fighter. We need to keep this jobs boom going. We need to keep our country going the way it is.
An almost two-hour rally ahead of Americans going to the polls to vote. The last stop President Trump makes ahead of the midterm election, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, hometown of conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh.
They think that the president doesn't want the caravan, you don't want the caravan, because we're racist or sexist. Not it at all. It's an issue of law.
Also at the Make America Great Again event, Fox News host Sean Hannity and Judge Jeanine Pirro.
If you like the America that he is making now, you've got to make sure you get out there tomorrow if you haven't voted yet. Everyone you know.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Americans left, center, and right really fired up over the midterm election and a record number of you voting early. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
More than 35 million early votes have been counted nationwide as of Monday, well more than the total cast in the 2014 midterm election. Sean Trendy is with Real Clear Politics. He joined Fox News and had a message for all those political pundits out there.
Predicting from early voting is always really dangerous because you don't know who's going to show up to vote on election day. That's exactly what went wrong in 2016 when people looked at early voting and there was a huge turnout for Republicans on 2016. What we can say is it looks like people on both sides are very engaged and very excited about this election.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look now at Wall Street and your money ahead of the midterm election, a mixed bag in terms of the market gains and losses. The Dow gaining 190 points, the Nasdaq down 28 points, the S&P 500 up 15 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The oldest career service ranger at the National Park Service being honored by Glamour Magazine. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Glamour names 97-year-old Betty Reed Susk in one of its Women of the Year 2018. She works at the Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Historical Park in Richmond, where she shares stories with visitors about being a black woman in a predominantly white nation. And she said in an interview earlier this year about the political divide in America these days.
Going through these cyclical periods of chaos ever since 1776, and we're in another one of them now. But it's in those times that the democracy is being redefined and that we have access to the reset buttons. And that we're one of those places right now. So that for me, it's very hopeful.
Soskin's memoir, Sign My Name to Freedom, a memoir of a pioneering life, was published in February. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
So who wins the New York City Marathon?
Lalisa DeCiso, TCS New York City Marathon champion for 2018.
That call on ABC. It was DeCiso's first victory in five tries. He won with a powerful surge at the end. Mary Catani won the women's crown at the New York City Marathon for the fourth time in the past 5 years. She ran that race in 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 48 seconds, which is the second fastest time in history. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.